Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Saturday, Michigan and Michigan State will play a night game. And Scott Anderson, backdrop to this game, is, I think, some griping. Certainly more one fan base than the other about the coaching situation. And, you know, I was thinking about the Michigan State stuff, and I want your opinion on this. You cover the team, you know more, well, you know more about the team than I do, and admittedly so, and I don't know if people particularly care what I think. So I feel like sometimes removing ourselves from a situation and looking at it from the outside maybe gives you a better perspective on what is really going on. Around college football, this is the year of the fired coach. And I've admitted I'm very uncomfortable with this. I don't like how quick, and I don't know why. These coaches are well compensated. They get fired. They get buyouts. They get paid to do nothing. It's probably a great job to have, an elite contract to have when you get paid to do nothing.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because it feeds into hot takes, and we aren't the most hot takey show in the world. Fire the coach. Fire everybody. But in year two here, Jonathan Smith is clearly under heat. And yet, I don't know if it's real heat from the athletic department or it's just fans, but there's grumbling. There's talk about Fickell on the national stage, mm-hmm. whether or not he's going to survive. There's talk about Mike Norvell at Florida State, if he's going to survive. There was talk about Napier at Florida, if he was going to survive. James Franklin, like these stories. There's not talk about Jonathan Smith, and I think it's on a national level. And is it because it's year two and people haven't even, outside of this area, haven't even considered it?
I'm not sure why it hasn't gotten to a national level yet, unless people have sources and they've talked to people and they're like, no, he's fine. I don't know. I look at the situation and, when you see that James Franklin is fired, anybody can be fired. Regardless of what's left in your contract, and certainly what's on Jonathan Smith's contract is nowhere near the scale that was left on James Franklin's contract. I'm not necessarily there to say, got to get a new coach. I'm not there yet. I'd like to see a full second year play out. I mean, he's literally like one game below 500 in his career at Michigan State at this point. My concerns are that the team doesn't look like they're progressing all that well. And I think in large part, though, it's because of a lack of elite players or just good players. I think that they're, you know, they've been bitten by the portal in one way and helped out in another way. I mean, they've had an interesting past with the portal. They've had amazing players out of the portal, and then they've maybe relied too much on it and got nothing out of it in other regards. And, you know, there's such a balancing act with college football coaches and what they have to do, balancing the portal, balancing keeping the players that are already on your roster so they don't enter the portal, and all at the same time, you're trying to recruit high school kids to come to your university, and then you have to constantly re-recruit those guys because there's always going to be, you know, the threat of going to the portal. It's really difficult in today's landscape, but I don't feel bad, and I won't feel bad for any coach that gets fired because their compensation is just too good.
Yeah.
And, you know, to be bought out of a contract, you got a 5-year deal, and if you're bought out after year two, wow, you're still getting paid a ridiculous amount to do nothing, to not coach is what's happening. With Michigan State, I really hope that they give him more of a chance. Now, they have way more information than I'll ever have on this. They'll know what the players feel about this. They know what the boosters feel about it, which is more pronounced now than ever before. Before, it was kind of like an untold thing. We don't know what influence boosters have on a program at like Michigan or Michigan State. We didn't know. Now, because of NIL, and it's legally paying players over the table now, above the table, it's totally different. And that does play a role. Now, is that the coach's responsibility, or is that the athletic director's responsibility, or is that something that is in conjunction with all of them? And I think it's probably, you know, a shared responsibility, but nonetheless, it's something that you have to be good at. You have to help fundraise. And if at Michigan State, if the athletic director and the head football coach aren't on the same page in trying to get those donations so that you can get the better players, so that you can have better results, then the athletic director eventually will move on if you're not producing on the field. So at the end of this season, if Michigan State, after 2 years of Jonathan Smith, is, you know, 10-14 or something like that, is that enough for them to say it's just not good enough? We need to find somebody else. The fact that you've got a brand new athletic director who didn't hire this guy, I mean, maybe you're already on the hot seat from moment one.
Again, I feel like I'm interviewing you on this one, but what about this? Because I look at Derek Harmon, who was a first-round pick, transferred from Michigan State, went to Oregon, would have looked good on the defensive line last year.
Sure would have.
Zion Young, who has got 5 sacks this year for Missouri, would have looked good on Michigan State's defensive line, transfer. Sam Levitt, one of the top quarterbacks in college football at Arizona State, transferred from Michigan State.
Jeremy Bernard.
These things all seem to be, that's a bigger problem.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Blum. Keon Coleman.
Instead of buying out the coach, can you take the $30 million and invest in the roster?
Well,
does that make sense?
That makes 100% sense. And when you spell it out like that, yeah. Like that's what I would be screaming to Michigan State. Like, okay, hold on. Do you really want to buy this guy out? Or do you want to use that money instead? And you're 100% right. That's probably what should happen. But that's only what should happen if you believe this is the right guy for X's and O's. If you think this is the right motivator of the players, if this is the guy that's going to keep players at Michigan State, because it's one thing to pay them, but it's another thing to make sure they're going to buy into it and they're not just going for the top dollar. I mean, I
don't know if you have access to that money, right? I mean, that's the question. Do you have access to that money to pay players that you would have to pay for a coach and a buyout, which contractually, I don't know how that money's distributed or whatever. But
yeah, I think that the rules are very loose and undefined as to you know how and what you can do with money.
It feels like he's lost momentum. Is that a safe?
Oh, I think it's very safe to say that. And that's why I think this week is very important, because there have been flashes this year where you watch Michigan State play football and you're like, wait a minute, that's not terrible. That's actually quite good. There were moments against USC where Michigan State, where they were going toe-to-toe with them and it looked good. The whole first half against Indiana. Yeah, and again, Michigan State's defense couldn't stop Indiana, but they had a good game plan to stay in the game and have a lead.
Consuming drives.
Yeah, and they were doing just fine. And then the second half starts, and okay, you ran out of gas or whatever you want to say about it. But there have been times this year where they've looked good. And in the game against Indiana, is it just simply they ran out of gas? And if that's the case, then that's what you're trying to sell to the team, that you were hanging with one of the top teams in the country. You had a lead against this team for a minute, but it was a lead nonetheless. We need to tap into that mentality. And then you buy into all the rivalry stuff with Michigan. And I think all the players and coaches this week have said the right things, and it's a bitter taste in your mouth. They don't like this. They didn't like how the game ended last year with the fracas on the field and all that stuff. And you know, they can get back and really channel that inner, you know, for lack of a better term, inner hatred that you have for the other school that may or may not have recruited you or whatever you've got. You know, whatever you hold to motivate you, do it. And this feels like it's kind of a last stand. If Michigan State doesn't get off to a good start, or if they're not hanging with Michigan by halftime, then it could get ugly in the second half. And that's what you don't want to see. You don't want to have that report. Hey, have you lost the players? You know, the Mickey York question to Bobby Williams, you know, after the Michigan game years ago. You don't want to have that question asked, and you certainly don't want to have the response either. But I think that they have lost momentum. The momentum that was really, it started last year when you hired a new coach, a coach that had done some good things at Oregon State, that was bringing with him a young quarterback that was supposed to be really good, bringing with them a very talented tight end that was supposed to be very good, that was bringing with him at the time an offensive lineman that was supposed to be very good. And after the first season, it was all, eh. And now here it is, another year later, Aiden Childs has gotten better at times. And the game he had against Indiana was a very good game for Aiden Childs. He looked very good. You get that, Aiden Childs, okay, maybe you got something here. But it can't just be the quarterback that takes a step forward. It's got to be everybody else. And it just seems this every year you're recobbling together a new offensive line. It's not just germane to Jonathan Smith. This goes back to Mel Tucker and Harlan Barnett too. It's just, it's been a bit of a disaster, and you're looking for some way to kind of get the ship back on the right track. Ship on the right track? Train on the right
sure.
track.
Well, there's more to the backdrop of this game, and we'll talk about the Michigan perspective coming up in 5 minutes here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.